It's Channel One Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 26th of May, 1971. Channel One Right. And I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 26th of May, 1971. Channel One Right. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971. Faye has gone down the front lane to pick her up in the old. Channel One Right. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971. Channel One Right. I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971. Channel One Right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971.
Over here, right here. Well, they don't smell, do they?
No, they don't smell. And they don't particularly have water. They don't last but one day.
Oh, that's why they're called daylilies.
Yes.
Well, I was mistaken. You were out there with that axe. What kind of root were you trying to get?
It was an old plum tree. They call it Japanese plum. And I had the children to cut the tree down last year. They took the tree down. I should have had them get the root then.
Yeah.
Of course, but.
Well, now that axe looked right dangerous out there. You know, you could miss you could miss the root, and you know what?
But I ain't gonna get that close to the root. See, I be standing back here and hit the root over here, and I hit over there where the root said. But I couldn't do a thing with that root. It's dead, and it's as hard as a brick.
Well, I could see that. Trouble with me, I can't hit the same place twice, but you look.
Me neither.
Yes, you were.
I'll hit here this time. Next time I may hit over here. Next time I hit where I want them. Well, Bessie seems to be doing pretty good these days.
Yes, she's a lot better. Mm-hmm. But she's got to take that medicine again. The doctor said.
Well, she should do it, but I don't know whether she do or not. I know she told me the doctor give her some tablets, I think. And she thinks that's what made her sick. I said, well, you have to see about it. She said, I think they were too strong. I said, well, maybe that wasn't the trouble. It might have just been something else. But I tell you, Miss Myra, Bessie thinks about sick too much. She thinks she's sick when she ain't.
Well, that Friday night I was down there with little Bessie was there.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't get her to stay awake. She just kept going back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know what, that's why she did that.
That's right.
So she quit taking that medicine and seemed to get all right.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor said she had to get, I talked to him yesterday.
Oh.
Dr. Craigle said she had to start taking it again.
Uh-huh.
And then if it happened again, to come to see him.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just laughed at Ben, though, yesterday.
Ben?
When, yeah. when you were out there chopping, and he said, nobody says anything to me about work.
No, I ain't said nothing to him about work. No. I know he can't do it. He can't do what I'm doing out there. He ain't strong enough. And then, if I put him out there digging, when he was able to do it, he'll always do the wrong thing, Miss Maher. So I'd rather him not to go. I was out there hoeing some the other day. He said, I can use that hoe some. I said, I said, you just take your rest, I'll do it. I said, I thank you for your offer. It wasn't 5 minutes before he was back asleep.
Well, if you had a little place where he couldn't hurt anything, he might think he was doing something.
You know what I'm afraid of? He's so weak, I'm scared he might fall out there in that yard. Well, he just has to stay there till somebody comes. What? If he happened to fall in the house, he'd be in the shade. So I'll put a pillow on his head or something. Make him comfortable as I can until somebody come. But if he fall out there in that yard, there's not one thing I can do about it. That's one reason I don't want him out there.
Mm-hmm. Now he was doing, what was he doing this morning?
He out there, I don't know where, pulling up flowers or pulling up weeds. But it ain't many. It ain't much he can do around there where he was. Because he'd never get one of them lilies pulled up.
Oh, that's right.
No, he can't pull them up. He ain't strong enough. But it's some, this old Johnson grass or whatever you call it, it's some hit round there. That may be what he picking at.
I believe it was.
He can't do much with that.
That's pretty tough too, isn't it?
It still is tough. I catch hold of some sometime and think I'll pull it up, but I got to get a hold first.
Miss Davy, is the same kind of grass is up in Georgia?
Yes, it's some up there. Like, just like this. But now, it's not much. Now, on the farmland, they have men to go there and dig that stuff up. Dig up them roots and pile them on trash pile. Burn them. So it don't have a chance to spread there like it do here. More than some spots, you'll find a big patch. But where they farm, you don't find much of that stuff there. Somebody said it was lots of nut grapes in Georgia, but around where I lived, it wasn't but a little bit. Nut grapes.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You can't do nothing with that stuff. Somebody say the only way to get rid of it, past the ground, turn hogs in on. They say hogs will get rid of it.
Well, let's see, would they root it up to get the roots?
That's what I guess they will. I know. You have a time getting it.
Well, wherever it's nice ground, then you're going to get weeds. They like it too.
Mm-hmm.
I notice you've cleared out all of your, all around your flowers down there.
Yes. Well, I decided whilst I was home, it good time to do it. See, I get up early in the morning and I go out there and I'll hoe around till it gets hot. Then I go in. But now if I go work a half day and walk home, ain't gonna do nothing that evening but rest.
It's still a good, nice walk over to where you work.
I like it.
Sure.
Plenty of times they would bring me home. But I tell them I'd rather walk. So I have time to look. So if you carry me, you get me there so quick, I don't see nothing.
Who's that, Mr. Leroy?
Yes.
You know, I used to hear him talk a lot at Sunday school. I just love to hear him talk.
About Sunday school?
Well, in Sunday school, he talked about anything, you know. Mm-hmm. You never hear him talking?
No, he be working when I'm up there.
Yeah.
He be doing his work and I be doing mine. He's out there holding them in the house. He works all the time.
He just keeps after.
Yes, and they got such a big place that he have to keep after.
Oh, that is a big place.
Yeah.
Who's that live in that new house down there?
Well, since they remodeled the house and everything, they had lots of big azalea bushes and other big bushes close up to the house. Well, you see, they had to dig up lots of them things and get them out the way for the house.
Oh.
So, this planting, they's already got petunias and some other little plants all the way around the house, violets and something, I don't know what it is. Well, all them lilies was there, tall lilies. He's moved them down next to the pasture fence, and he's put it down there.
But he didn't throw them away, he just moved them.
No, sir, he just moved them.
But he wanted something lower around the house.
Yeah, he didn't want them big bushes there no more. He dug them up himself, haul them off down there where he want them, set them just like he want them set.
By himself?
By himself. He work all the time. She do too. When she ain't gone, she's out there working. Some days he have to go to the farm hour too, but she be out there in the yard,
yeah,
doing things, moving things, transplanting things.
Who lives in that new house down there, Miss Daisy?
That new house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't twin. Them in the stove?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know who that stay there.
They kin to Miss Agnes, I think.
They is. It may be. I don't know. Nothing about them.
But Miss Leroy would come and get you and bring you back.
Well, you see, since he don't have to go to the farm, mm-hmm, they don't get up till they get good and ready.
Oh, really?
Well, so I just get ready and walk on over there. Sometime I get over there, they ain't got up yet.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Sometime they up fixing their breakfast when I get there. You see, it's just two of them. Now, one of them don't eat. Both of them put together won't eat much as me more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did Clyde live close to you, ever live close to you?
What Clyde?
Clyde Gale.
Well, he didn't live too far from me. He lived down on the, did you know where Woodard Warren lived?
Mm-hmm.
because he lived on this side of Woodmore.
Yeah.
In Hasnim. Well, he lived down there below the church. I don't guess the old church was there when you come here. It might have been.
No.
But anyway, he lived back there. He and his wife, they lived in the old home house, the old Sawyer family house. That's where they lived. It was a good little piece for me. Well, they still live there. But he been talking about building them a house for, more than 2 years. I don't think there's a stone laid or a nail drove yet. Now he's talking about buying him a trail, putting on his land. See, he bought the old church lot, what used to be there. Well, they done tore the old church down a long time ago. But he ain't doing nothing yet. I heard him say the other Sunday that he talked to Monroe about it. Said he told Monroe, said, if you ain't going to build my house, said, tell me. Because I ain't going to stay in there in them inn now another winter.
Oh.
Say, I'm going to build me a house, get me a house built, or buy me a trailer. So if you can't make arrangements with your company where you work for, so you let me know. Because I'm going to be done made some kind of arrangement for another winter. So I don't know what he's going to do. Rightly, he ought to done had him a house built there. Because he knew that wasn't here.
Yeah.
That belonged to the Sawyer family. Well, he's been living there for years. Well, him and his wife feel like the rest of the children should keep up the tax and keep up the house. Well, they won't do it. Now, James, he started helping them, but he quit. I said, well, I ain't got nothing to do with it myself. I said, but if they gonna live in it, I think they all appreciate it enough to keep it up.
Yeah.
I said, they ain't keeping it up for nobody but them. I said, I don't feel like them children ought to take care of a house for them to live in. He ain't got nobody but him and his wife. Since they've been living there all these years, and they've been taking care of it and helping him out with it. I said, now if he wanted to fall down on them, I said, I think that's just what ought to happen. And I do. Now, if you let me stay here in this house, just letting me live here, I think if anything need to be done to the house, I should do it. Of course, I'm got to stay here. You ain't staying here. So, I don't know.
You know Clyde pretty well.
I know Clyde from a boy like that. When I first start this, and I hear Clyde wasn't nothing but a boy.
Yeah. Oh, really? When you first started visiting down here?
That's right. He was a boy, school boy.
Yeah.
Fred Woods up there. He was going to school when I first start visiting down here.
Yeah.
Lil Anna, she was in school.
Yeah.
Children, they were just children.
Well, Clyde really grown up now, hadn't he? He's a big man.
Talking about Clyde?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's big.
He's bigger.
But he can't Well, now, he lets you know pretty much what he's going to do, Miss Daisy.
By what he's going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He'll talk it if he don't ever get it done.
Really?
He'll talk about what he's going to do if he don't ever get it done.
Yeah.
You know, they could build him a house. She work all the time, justified, and he work all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he don't drink up what he made. Because I don't think he drinks it all now. But I remember when he did drink. But when he drank, he just drank. He didn't bother nobody. He didn't raise no disturbance and nothing. He just drank it. And when he got all he needed, he'd go to sleep.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't bother anybody.
No. It wouldn't bother nobody.
Yeah. Well.
And I've never heard of Clyde being an argument with nobody.
Oh, really?
I guess he have been, but I never heard nobody say Clyde ever got in an argument with anybody. Sometimes some of them get to fussing down there to Boardman, somebody get hurt, and I see Clyde. I said, Clyde, I said, they missed you the other night, did they? He said, what you talking about? I said, didn't some of them get hurt down the road? He said, oh, I heard that, but I didn't see it. I said, of course, I don't fool around Boardman. Said, I know Boardman well enough to know it's not the place for me. I said, good for you. I said, the most of them around here, I believe they think it's heaven. They'd rather go to Boardman than to go anywhere. No, they do. But Clyde said he don't go there. He said he be passed through there sometime. He go down there to see that boy's mother or go down to Boardman to pick up the boy from his mother's house. You don't have no business in both.
Oh, that's the boy he raised.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. That, but some of them just like that.
Mm-hmm.
What they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Uncle Gil's boys, you know, it don't sound right to think about them taking a drink, even, does it?
No.
Well, now, Rye never did. He never took a drink.
Never go what?
He's always like his daddy.
Mon's okay. The first I know about Monroe, he's just a nice man.
Always has been.
Home in a rock brawl. But that Rye ain't what you'd look on him and think he was. He's altogether different from that.
Rye is?
To my right.
Well, I just can't imagine Rye taking a drink or anything.
Yeah. He ain't an angel, I tell you. He's not a good husband as you look at him and think he was. Of course, he treats me all right. And his wife gets along all right. Of course, she don't pay him no attention.
Yeah.
She's at home with her and her children, and he's out there where he want to be.
Yeah.
But she don't go out there to see what he's doing. She know what she said. He'll finish one day.
Yeah.
And I'll be home. Right on. Me and my children.
Oh.
I said, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I said, see nothing, said nothing.
Well, now he knows everybody, Miss Daisy.
Huh? He do what?
He knows everybody.
Who, Ray?
Everybody knows him.
That's the truth. That's for sure. Everybody knows him.
Yeah. So, if he wants to get around a little bit, he's sure he'd know where to go.
He gets around a plenty. Sure he know where to go. He know how to go, but ain't got sense enough to go home.
Yeah.
When he should. But I don't hear of Monroe being nowhere but to the church, on his job, and at home.
Uh-huh. When I arrive, he works steady.
Work every day. Work every day.
Yeah. But he lets his money get away from him?
I don't know how his money goes. I don't know nothing about his money. I just know how he goes.
Yeah.
But when it comes to his wages, I don't know nothing about that.
Well,
and I don't think anybody knows. I never hear nobody say Ryan was drunk, or Ryan was fussing, or Ryan's throwing his money away, or nothing. That's all they can say. He just goes. He don't stay home like he should.
Yeah.
That's all they can say.
Well, he's sure a smart fella.
Smart.
You heard him talk?
Smart, right?
Yeah.
Says I hear him talk.
Yeah.
Too many times. Sometimes he be talking to me. I don't pay a bit more attention than I do bugs for him.
Well,
you know, I think we ought to practice what we preach. Now, you getting up there telling me this, that, and the other, and what I ought to do when I know too well what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, how? You got to tell me how to live, and you don't know how to live yourself. Well, I don't appreciate instructions coming from a mouth like that. Everybody knows that. Well, but he get up in the church. Oh, he can tell you too many good things. Oh, he can just lay it out to you how we should live and how we should treat one another and things like that. Now, I tell him he better learn how to do it himself.
Yeah.
He don't know how to do it. If he do it, he don't do it.
Well, you know, when he's up there talking,
mm-hmm.
I've heard him talk. I think, well, sir, now that's the way it ought to be.
Uh-huh.
I sure am glad I was here today.
Why, Miss Daisy, I thought you was just pillow that church.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, one thing, he is some of the heads of that church. But that church is just like Moore's of colored churches. The rottenest thing in it, that's one of the pillars. And you, them who try to do right and live right the best they know, well, then they got to obey that. That's one thing wrong with the church. Things that you know is not fitting hardly to sit on the church bench. That's your head. They gonna tell you what to do, and if you think you shouldn't do it, they will try to demand you. Well, you know the church law, and you know so and so. I say, yeah, I do. I said, do you? I said, so you don't abide by it, and how come you try to make me do it? I said, well, you take care of yourself and leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, now, Mr. Lloyd, he don't do as much as he used to do. He used to build porches and do a whole lot of carpenter work and stuff.
Oh, he said he can't do it. He used to fix folks' wires and lights and things and stuff, but he don't do that no more.
Yeah.
He said, somebody said he said he couldn't do it. I don't know whether it was Bessie or who wanted him to do something. Said he didn't do that no more. Yeah. Of course, he has high blood and he can't climb.
Oh.
He can't walk the ladder like he used to.
Yeah. He's pretty heavy, too.
Uh-huh.
Get up on them ladders.
Yeah. I don't think he does much now, but drive the bus.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more driving than there was when he started.
Ain't it so? They drive him off and on all day.
Well, I heard Patterson's brakes squeak this morning at 6 o'clock.
Picking up David.
Did you hear that?
I didn't hear him this morning, but I do hear.
Oh, that brake just squeaked.
He make it do it, Mr. Myers, when he get ready.
Oh, he can.
Yeah, he don't have to do that. He do it cause he wants.
Yeah.
Sometime he ease up there, and I'll be back in the kitchen. I think I get some. I go to the window, it's him. He done got down, picked up Calvin, and going, you know, he picked up Calvin late. Picked up from 7:45 this morning to 7:45, and picked up. So I don't know what when it done.
I stopped yesterday morning when we were going in. We met him in the bus, and it was way on down there towards his house, and it was at a place where the dust was just thick, so he couldn't get the ditch this time. He had to slow up. And I pulled up as close as I could, and I couldn't quite get to him, so I got out of the car and went over and talked to him through the window. I said, Burnett, did you see them graders grading this road? I said, it looked to me like they're trying to rebuild it. Just move so much dust up here, looked like they thought it was going to rain. And he let in. I said to him, why don't you do something about it? He says, he says it don't do no good. I tell him, and don't do no good.
He will.
Why, they was misstated. All they needed to do was scrape it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sowing the dirt up there, you see, just mm-hmm. making it dry out.
Uh-huh. They'll do it.
And you see, but that's the one that's got a ride on it. Oh, and let me tell you, he kept talking. He kept talking all the way as far as I could hear him.
Tell my bunny.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. He stopped at the house a little while the other day, talking to Ben, me. He's, if he ain't in that bus, he on his tractor. I don't know where his car at. I ain't seen him in no car now in a long time. So he said, nobody give me nothing. You see this here? Yeah. Talking about his tractor. I bought it. And it's paid for. It's mine. Ain't nobody give me a dime on it. I made every payment on it myself. And I ain't asked nobody for nothing. No, I don't beg. No, I don't ask nobody for nothing. I just handed pocket and got out his bill for. This is what takes care of me. This. You see this here? This is what takes care of me. And look at me like he said. I get $6 a day. But I don't know whether that's what he was talking about or what he was talking about. You can't hardly keep up with Bunny.
He go fast.
He talks so fast and he fuss over here and then over there so you don't know where it belongs. You just hear that he had the best grandmother.
Yeah.
and she raised him as long as she lived, but it was all right. But when she passed, Bunnett liked to pass his recollections. He just don't got no sense. She'd come to Sunday school every Sunday morning. Came to church every Sunday. And so she kept him till she died. But I thought that ugliest thing. I reckon they was on old age paging. I don't know. But her brother, he lived with her. Was you down here, D? Well, her and her brother, they lived together somewhere. They were living in that house what went up here for Burnett the other week. That was her house, his grandmother's house. Got money up. But anyway, they said she went to the store and she bought a chicken and brought it back there and showed it to her brother. And he got mad. Well, his mind wasn't good. He was kind of like my husband. His mind wasn't good. And she showed him that chicken. He got mad. And I thought it was a sorry trick, too. But you just can't think all the time. He got that axe and chopped her all to pieces. He killed her.
As her brother?
Yes, he killed her with the axe.
And he didn't have a thing against her?
No. No. They were just as lovely and just as sweet. So Charlie James, I think he said he heard her holler one time. He went down there to see what was going on. He done killed the demon. But he was still cutting on her, Charlie said. But if he'd have had his good mind, I don't believe he'd have done it. For nothing.
Yeah.
But he didn't have no sense, and there wasn't nobody there to help her, just them.
Yeah.
So Charlie and some more of them got him off of. Let me say when they got him off of. He just went on through the bushes with the axe. So they called it law. And they find him out there in the bushes somewhere. Put him in jail. Well, that's all. They put him in jail. They couldn't put him on the gang. They had to send him from there on up yonder to the crazy house.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's dangerous. They couldn't.
Yes,
they had to
sir. Come. He's just dangerous.
Oh, Charlie James. I got to visit with Charlie James.
You did?
Yeah.
He was a talker. But he would try to talk things with what?
Yeah.
Charlie would.
Yeah.
But he didn't have no time talking when his wife was talking.
Oh, Bill?
Bill knew. Bill knew everything. Know it all about everybody.
Yeah.
Just like some folks now around.
Yeah.
They knows everything. And they don't go nowhere. Well, but they can tell you anything.
I always thought it'd be nice to have somebody like that in the family, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
See, Faye never knows anything.
Huh? Faye don't talk.
She don't know anything.
I don't know anything to say.
Me neither, Miss Mama.
Yeah. Now, her mama keeps up pretty well, but she nothing like what you say.
That's right. Just like I went over to sit with Bessie a while yesterday. I got tired of digging out there. I said, well, I'm going to leave him. I'm going over to Bessie's. I said, now, because she had been down to Carrie's.
Oh, she had?
Yeah, I had seen her.
In her shape?
Huh?
In her shape?
To my bed. Went down there and had a ton of pasteboard boxes. She had two pasteboard boxes about that long. Had one up in her arm and one in her hand. I looked out the door. That was going on there. I never said one word to her. Because I know she ought to have better sense and to be trying to care anything down there. More or less herself. She should have been sitting up there on her porch.
Yeah.
Resting herself because she is not strong. All right. So I went over there and I asked her how was she getting along. She said, well, said they're doing very well. Said Anna said she was so tired and so sleepy, she didn't know what to do. I said, why is she so tired? So she said she was up off and on all night with Carrie. I said, well, she can't do nothing for her. I said, why not take her some rest? I said, well, she ain't rest none last night. I said, why don't she lay down this morning and rest? Well, you see, that woman, she comes there. She was there yesterday, and she's back there today.
Miss Hall.
And she stayed there till 12 o'clock yesterday. So she says, I said, well, is she about ready to go? She said, I don't know. So I asked Anna, when was they planning on moving? She said she didn't know exactly. She was just waiting on the man. I said, what man? Bessie said, I don't know. So she said she's waiting on the man. So I rang, she's waiting for the man to come and buy the house. I said, oh. She said Lloyd said he wanted it. He would buy it. But he would have to see the guards. She'd have to give him time to talk with the girl. I said, Lord, ain't in the back. I said, he gonna talk with the girls and talk the girls in notion of buying it. If he can, I said, after it's bought, he boss it. I said, that's the way that go. I said, that's the way that went out now. I said, that ain't his, but he's big boss over it.
Oh, that not his?
No. Them girls bought it. Two of them girls bought it. One, Ruby, she works at Lodgeway General Hospital.
Yeah.
Margaret. Yeah, I believe it was Margaret. She was teaching school.
Yeah.
So they bought it. Well, they wanted to build houses out there. No, he didn't want no house out there. So, Margaret, when she married, she been on the board Monday, first board, that old schoolhouse down there. It ain't like that. So they build them a house up here between here and Gainesville. So that's where they live. Ruby's still there with her dad. And he ain't doing nothing with it. I said, well, that would have been a nice way to do it. Build houses up there. I said, it would have been so beautiful up there on that hill to put houses there. I said, they could have rented them if they didn't want them. I said, they could have rented them. You know, I think it's nice to have obedient children. And I think it's so much nicer for you to know when they get grown. And help them to understand you're grown now. You take care of your own self in business. If you need my help, well, then I'm willing to help you and do what I can. But not me just come in and take your stuff over like it was mine.
Well, you know, that's nice, Miss Daisy. Hmm? Lloyd can buy property and he won't be out a nickel, will he?
Who?
Lloyd.
He ain't out of nothing.
He can just let his daughters put up some money.
And when he get it, he ain't got sense enough to use it. He won't plant nothing out there.
What does he do with that pear tree out there?
With what?
That pear tree out there.
Well, I know.
Well, it's always full of pears, Miss Daisy.
Yeah. No, he won't work it. He won't let them build no houses out there. But see, they have to do him like Bubba Floyd did him. And then they could have some peace of mind. He used to, every time he felt like he'd go down to Bubba Floyd's house. Want to know how would they get along, him and his wife. Or just like somebody said, well, Sister Baby and Floyd, they had an argument the other day. Well, yes, he had to go straighten it out. I think he went there about once or twice. But that last time he went, Floyd talked plain talk to him. He ain't been back. He said, Bubba Floyd told him, says, I don't go to your house to straighten out nothing. You know why? I think you're man enough to take care of your own business without my help. And I want you to feel like that about me. So, and if you please, you make this your last time you come here to see about what me and my wife is doing in our house. If we fuss in here, say, she's grown and I am too. So if we have an argument, if we start it, we ought to have sense enough to stop it without your help. And say, now, you make this your last time coming to my house to help me to take care of my business in my house. So I hope you will. Of course, if you come back, it won't be just like this. So Lloyd ain't been back. He don't bother Bubba. He don't speak to him, but he don't bother with him.
Well, now that's pretty straight talk, ain't it?
That's good straight talk. But he didn't like that. Well, he done been there a time or two, and they just let him pass on. So he thought he was going to pass that time without anybody else talking but him. But he didn't. And he don't go back there. Of course, he don't speak to Bubba, but that ain't nothing. That's just his weakness. I feel like Bubba was telling him the truth. Just plain straight talk. I don't need you to help me straighten out my affairs. You don't know how it started. Well, how you going to start to straighten it?
Well, what would he do with Miss Liza's house down there?
That's what I'm wondering. Let it sit there and rot.
It ain't much of a house.
He'll let it sit there and rot. I'll tell you why. Nobody gonna want to live in it with the rent Lloyd put on them.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, he charged what it's worth.
Oh, he charged too much. But then, and ain't nobody gonna pay it unless it's somebody that's crazy enough to promise him and get in it. Well, when he collect it, he'll be tired. He could rent it to me if I didn't have no house. I'll try to get me one somewhere. I don't want no dealing with Lloyd in business, because he is not right.
He writes straight.
No, he ain't right. If he don't see where he can beat you out of nothing, he don't want nothing to do with you. Lloyd is all for himself and nobody else.
Oh. I've run into people like that.
Yeah.
I have run into people like that, Miss Daisy. You try to deal with them, and you see right off you can't do it. They are all for the self.
That's right. That's right. Well, you see, I know him. He couldn't get me into nothing with him. Because I know it ain't going to stick. If he can't beat you, he don't need you.
Well, now, he gives a lot of time, Miss Daisy, to the church and those things.
Yes, and if you understand him well, when he get there, he put in good time.
Yeah.
But he's never to church on time.
Oh,
he's not?
No, he's never to church on time. I think if I'm going to church, I want to get to church before church starts. And get in the church.
And
be in church when church starts.
Yeah.
Shucks, sometimes the preacher's half through preaching when Lloyd get there. And lots of his family.
Is that right?
Them boys?
Them boys? Well, sometimes. Now that Robert, if he come into church, he's going to be the church on the time. That's Lloyd's son.
Yeah.
You see. And them girls, why, Ruby, she be late, but she have to work sometime.
Yeah.
She get to church when she can. Now, Ed Lee's boy, he mostly bring her to church. She don't wait on Lloyd. Wait on Lloyd, she sure gonna be late.
Yeah. Well, she don't have to depend on him right now.
No. Well, you see, there's Ruby there. If it's so she can, she going to church, she'll bring her mama. She'll get her there on time. But there's so many times she can.
Yeah. Now that, of you two important men in that church over there, Miss Daisy, Uriah
and Lloyd.
Lloyd.
These rags that is there. Nothing to Lloyd, nothing to Wright. But when he gets to the church, he's everything.
Oh, yes.
Everything. Get him out of church, he ain't nothing.
It just makes you feel, when you go over there, Miss Daisy, like the Lord's business is in good hands.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it makes you feel.
That's right.
Yes.
When they get him in church.
Yes.
But when I see him out here, I know it ain't. And I just wonder, Mr. Miles, why will they put the church's business in hands like that? They know it. They know them. But friendship, that's my friend.
Yeah.
Lloyd, we's friends. Me and Ryan is friends.
Yeah.
And he could take care of so-and-so. But Mr. Miles, I see it this way. Business is business, and friendship is friendship. But not all the time, business and friendship goes together.
It not always goes together.
No.
One thing they could do with them is to keep them a little bit out of the limelight.
That's right.
That would be a sign of the friendship, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, when I first come down here, I see people around here, and I say, I need to get a little carpenter work done, and they'd say, you get Lloyd Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Uncle Gil in that time must have done a lot of work around here, Miss Daisy.
Well, I know Mr. Gil, he had worked, but Lloyd haven't done too much to my knowing. He haven't done much work. he used to be pretty busy building little old houses and things like that, fixing houses and fixing things like that. But to get out in the field, work like that, he ain't never done too much of it.
No.
I never seen Lloyd in the field. Now, his children's worried, and his wife worried, but he ain't done so much.
Yeah. But he was, if you need something fixed,
mm-hmm.
you'd
take
a Lloyd.
That. And he'd have put a price on you, too.
Oh, he charged, did he?
Oh, yes, he charged.
I never heard him. I never heard Miss Bessie speak about getting Lloyd. She always waited long for Gil to come by.
Mm-hmm. But I think he's got disabled or what happened to Mr. Gill.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see him much now. And she don't hardly say anything about him. She says sometime when Mr. Gill was able, he'd do so and so. But he's not able now.
Now I understand. I used to say to Miss Bessie, a lot of pears on that tree down there. Why don't y'all go down and get some? Oh, no, she said.
They belong to Mr. Lloyd.
They belong.
I haven't eaten a pear off it since I've been over here. Some years it'd be just loaded.
Yeah.
Now, when Mitt had it, I used to buy pears off of that tree from Mitt by the bushel.
Oh.
He would bring them. But they was heap larger and nicer in the ears now.
Yeah.
They don't grow big now. I don't.
Even the children don't bother them.
Mm-mm. You see, Doris' dad, her children, ever be caught there.
Oh.
Better not go with that to that pear tree. But the children from the other side over there, they go down and get them.
Oh, do they?
Well, my taste don't call for them. I never made a track around that tree in my life. Don't expect to. If I want some pears, they have a few up to the house. I'll get me one, eat it.
This little tree don't have any this year.
Your tree don't have none.
Cold weather got them.
The cold weather like to ruin us, didn't it?
Yeah.
I ain't got no peaches. I ain't gonna have none.
Uncle Gil is pepper and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to business,
mm-hmm.
he put his straight.
That's right.
Yeah. And his boys don't take after him.
Mm-mm.
Not a one of
and
them.
And his boys, they don't take after him. And his boys, they don't fool with him much. If he want one of them to do something for him, he do it. When he get to, he going home.
Yeah.
You don't fool with Buck here. Well, it takes a while, you see, to get whatever he wants done. Of course, he'll be right there. Anyway, that's not the way to do it. Do it like that.
Yeah.
Well, if you do it like this, so, I told you I don't want it like that. I want it this way. Well, they got to put it like he wants to get it. Yeah, by the time they get through arguing with him and get it fixed, they ready to go home.
They had enough for that day.
Enough for that day. Now, Clyde, he plows his garden up there. Clyde said, be so glad when he get up there and get off of that hill, he don't know what in the world to do. I said, you have a time, don't you? He said, yes, you see, I know how it ought to be done, but the old man, He don't want it done like that. He want it done different from that. And so it's just an argument. As long as he can keep up with the tractor, he's falling behind us. So I guess they done laid it by now, ain't they?
They should have. I haven't seen him out in it, Roger. Charlie James, you see, he was past his prime when I got on here, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Robert Smith over here. He was talking about Charlie James,
mm-hmm.
and he thought a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason I'd meet up with him on the way to Micanopy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but he'd walk over there.
Who, Charlie James?
Yes.
Oh, yes. He used to walk over there all the time.
Yeah.
Walk over there and back lots of times.
Yeah. Well, I'd pick him up. You see, and get to talk with him a little bit. And I remember once or twice, I'd see him sitting out there on the porch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or he might be out there in front of the house. And I'd stop by and talk with him a little bit. But the time I got on here, he was a little past his prime, Miss Daisy. So I remember he talked about his farming operations and said he was a two-horse, two-plow farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Forget just what he called it. That's the first time I ever heard that expression. But since then, I've heard people talk about it. They were five-horse,
mm-hmm.
ten-horse farmers. 50-horse farmer.
Oh, not a 50, not a 100-horse farmer.
Yeah. Well, now, up there where you come from, they were big farmers, some
of
them.
Oh, yes.
So he must have been right enterprising in his time, Charlie James. But I miss Charlie. Just missed him a little bit. I heard a little of his talk, you see, but he didn't...
Now, so far as I know about him, he was a good man.
Yeah.
Charlie James was a good man.
Yeah. Now, is that where he lived? Him and Belle lived all the time, raised a family?
Over there? Well... Burnett's boy lived.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's where they was when I met them.
When you first?
They was there. Oh. That was their home. They didn't have no family.
Oh, they didn't?
No. It was nobody but him and her. They didn't have no children. So, she died. He stayed there a long time.
Yeah.
After she died, then his health got bad. So, I think Dan White moved him to Gainesville. I don't know whether he was in a home or whether he was at White's home or where he was, but he took him with him out there.
That's the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 26th of May, 1971. Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 26th of May, 1971.